first things first, let's get to Steve Sullivan. He's on the line with us. Sully, thanks for joining us here. I know it's one of those deals where you're out, heading out to the airport. There's a lot of things to take care of before you leave, so thanks for the time.
Yeah, no problem, Willie. We're just on the road right now, so it's no problem at all.
So, Steve, obviously this is a big challenge, playing a team like the Blues that's played such good hockey. You guys have been up against them already a couple of times. You beat them. You're actually the only team in the league that's beat them in regulation so far. They beat you in the second go-around. It's kind of odd playing them so many times this early in the season.
Well, I mean, that's the way the schedule is. You know, you're always going to be heavy against your own division, and we have to play them a lot of times. So play them early, play them late. I mean, we always, if you look at the history of the schedule, we, you know, it seems like we always play the Detroit Red Wings four times out of our last 10 or 11 games of the year. So sometimes the schedule just kind of meshes that way. So, you know, it's good to get going. We're playing against a good opposition. St. Louis is off to like a hot start, like you said, and you know, we were able to get the better hand of them in one game. So we're looking forward to the challenge here again.
What are some of the things that you guys have focused on the last couple days of practice as you've regrouped and get ready for this one?
We're worried about our own game. I mean, it doesn't really matter who the opposition is. We have to worry about our in-house play. I think that that starts in goal and works its way out. And I think that every man has to be accountable to do his job. I think that, you know, we're working hard, and sometimes when you're working hard, you're not working smart. And I think that's the biggest thing right now, is getting back to basics, everyone doing their own job, trusting the guy beside you is going to do his. And doing so, you know, we'll be successful.
Yeah, I was listening to Barry Trotz at practice yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, really each of the five games, and the one thing he said that's been consistent is the effort. And he echoed a lot of what you just said, that it's little things that sometimes you get away with mistakes and they don't end up in your net. But right now, for whatever reason, the mistakes are ending up in your net.
Yeah, and then that happens. And I think that it all evens out by the end of the year. And I think that, that we just have to keep going. Which is funny, the bunch of guys we were talking, and it's when you're winning, it kind of feeds off itself. And you make a mistake and nothing happens of it. I mean, if you lose your check and he goes hard to the net, you know, he doesn't get that pass for an empty net goal when you're winning. But when you're losing, it seems like if you're only a half a step or a half a second behind, it seems like that guy scores a goal or squeaks through the goaltender. The bad breaks just seem to kind of bounce off themselves. So we just got to be focused. We have to start being positive again and enjoying going out there and playing for each other. And I think that by doing so, you know, we'll get the results we want.
Well, and of course, the one play that has to be one that sticks in your craw is the last one, of course, against the Ducks, where it's a tie game in the final seconds they make the play. But that's exactly the type of play that you're talking about. The effort is fine. They make the big one. How much do you go back through and you look at the tape and break down coverages and things like that? Or do you just say, you know what, we've got a lot of hockey left to be played. We've got to learn from it and move on.
No, you have to look at it. You have to go back and you have to learn from it. So, yeah, so we go back and, you know, we'll take a look at it. You know, we're not going to dwell over it, but it's always – because we're a young hockey club, and different situations, a lot of players haven't been in some situations, so they have to learn from it. And the best way to learn from it is video. And I think that we go back, we watch it, we learn from it, but then you got to move on. And I think, you know, if you're going to sit there and pour me over it, then that's not going to be helpful at all. But I think that we've learned from it, and I think that, you know, the guys we looked at it, the effort was there. You know, we were tenacious. We came back, you know, two or three times in that hockey game. We never gave up. So that was the positives out of it. So if we keep up with that, you know, this thing will turn around.
Nashville Predator Steve Sullivan, our guest here on 104.5 The Zone. And, Steve, you talked about just trusting the guy next to you and trying not to press when things are going badly for your team. You guys have lost five straight. How hard is that not to press when you're one of the guys that's expected to make plays and you're thinking, okay, I got to make something happen right here and just kind of go with the flow when things are going bad for your team?
Well, it's really hard to do, and I think that's why when you see teams get into little funks, it's hard to come out of it, because it's human nature to squeeze a little tighter. And like I talked about a while ago, is try a little harder and try too hard. And I think the best thing to do is kind of settle down. You want to slow the game down. When you're working hard and you're going 100 miles an hour, the game's going 100 miles an hour around you. And that's, you're not, no one's going to be successful because you don't get to see the plays in front of you. You're not able to really make those plays. But if you can slow it down, work hard, but look at around you and kind of focus in on what's happening around you, then you're going to make the right plays. And I think that you can't do that if you're all stressed out and you're just focused on just extreme hard work. You got to work smart. And I think that that's what we have to do as a group. And that's what we've been doing the last couple of days. A lot of drills and just individual skills, just kind of working with pucks and just kind of trying to slow the game down individually. And if that happens, so then collectively as a group, you know, we'll have success.
I don't know if you saw the NHL's announcement about the new All-Star selection process, but essentially they're just going to take two captains, and I believe they're going to televise it where it's going to be kind of schoolyard. They're just going to pick who they want, alternating picks the entire time, and it's not going to have anything to do with conference affiliation or anything like that. Do you like that new process, Steve?
I really haven't really had a time to kind of digest it. I, like you guys, have just found out yesterday and kind of tried to digest it a little bit today, thinking about it. You know, I think it's gonna bring a little bit more excitement from the fans. I think that the way we were doing it before, the game itself didn't get very much recognition. I think it was just all offense, you know, 10 or 12-10 or 10-11 or whatever it was, scores. It wasn't really a hockey game. This way here, I think the two captains that are going to choose the teams are going to build the team and try to do it for a one game, winner take all. So it's a different format. I think that I don't think we can lose anything from it because I think the way the old format was working, it wasn't working. So let's try something new. Hopefully this one will be the successful trip.
What are your early impressions of Anders Lindbäck and the job he's done for you guys and maybe how he compares to Pekka Rinne?
Oh, they're very similar. I think, you know, obviously when they're both 6'5", that's a good way to starting with similarities. But the style of play, I think even their personalities, they're both kind of European. No, but they're both kind of a little bit laid back and, you know, very quiet, and they just go about doing their own business. And I think that they've also got a little bit of you know, positive vibes to two of them, and they just kind of feed off each other. So he's stepped in and done a great job for us. Both goaltenders, I think they've been the keystone to our early success. And hopefully, like everybody else, we've all got to pick it up here as of late.
Steve, no question, it's part of the game. Everybody's got to deal with injuries, but you guys have now played without three key guys for a good stretch with Martin Erat, Ryan Suter, and Matthew Lombardi out. I want to ask you specifically about Ryan Suter. How does the team have to adapt without his talents in there? Because he does so many things on the ice that don't always show up in goals and assists necessarily.
No, it's so true. I mean, he's definitely an all-star defenseman, but logs a lot of minutes and a lot of heavy minutes. And I think that you know, he makes everybody on the ice around him better. And I think that he plays in all situations. He's one of our better penalty killers. He definitely can quarterback the power play. And 5-on-5, he's really good at the transition game. He really can move the puck from defense to offense and really get us going from a defensive position into you know, scoring chances. So yeah, we really do miss Ryan a lot, and I think that we miss all the guys, but especially him on the end. And it taxes our other defensemen so much more. They're having to play more minutes than maybe they're used to, or so it just kind of, it's a trickle down effect. So you know, we're looking forward to getting all our guys back, but especially Ryan Suter.
Do you think down the road, perhaps, though, that some of these defensemen, and even the forwards without Marty Erat in there, and that there's been some other injuries, that because the depth has been tested, they're getting some valuable experience that can help down the road?
Without a doubt. I think that, you know, that's what we all ask for as a young hockey player, is coming into the league, as you always ask, hey, just give me a chance. I just want an opportunity. Well, on our club right now, a lot of guys are getting that chance, and I think that you know, the coaching staff and management are being able to assess everyone's so many different situations. So I think it's good for the organization as a whole to see exactly where we stand, where we're good, where we need help, and help us down the road.
Sully, thanks a lot for the time once again, and have a safe trip over to St. Louis. We'll be watching tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, guys.